Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to start reaching out to them to pull themselves. Otherwise. You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have recording artist, Miss Denise Renee. And how are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. If you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself and what you got going on to our listening audience, that'll be great.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. My name is Denise Renee. I am from New Haven, Connecticut. And, you know, I've been singing since I was five. Got my start in my great-grandmother's church, and, you know, it's been that way ever since. I am a worshiper. I love to worship God, and I love to encourage people everywhere. And I'm so excited because I am releasing my first album on this Friday. Really, really excited.
Great.
It's called Awakened. Yes, ma'am.
Great. And we have one of your titles, More of You. We're going to play at the end of the show. So we're excited about that.
Yes.
Now tell our listening audience what you have going on right now. And we know you got your first album coming out, but some of the other things that you're involved in.
Yes, well, with the album coming out, we have the album release concert on this Friday, which I'm really excited about. We have some great artists that's coming. And just, you know, going to be getting out there on the road to go and go out and encourage people and worship and, you know, meet some new people. So that's the highlight right now, is just really getting out and promoting this album.
I see that you have been really involved with a lot of different singers and actresses. Stevie Wonder, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Tell us about being in their presence. You know, how did all that take place?
Absolutely. Yes, some years ago I was blessed to be able to travel the world with Alicia Keys. You know, and because of being out with her, you know, I got to work with those artists as well, because, you know, she performed with them and, you know, we performed with them. And so just a really great experience. Like, you know, like you mentioned, Lenny Kravitz, Stevie Wonder. I remember being in Italy performing with the great Quincy Jones and so many more. Jamie Foxx. We've been on so many different television shows. So it was just a really blessed time in my life. You know, I'm excited to really have learned so much from that experience.
What inspiration, what draws you to this album that you're making now? What inspiration did you draw from in creating this album?
Well, it's, you know, it's like this, a summary of my life, not a, you know, a piece of my life in songs. And the inspiration was just, you know, my life experiences and my life lessons, and just even, you know, the coming of my relationship with Christ. That's how these songs came about. You know, as I sought God more and the deeper that I got in my relationship with God, it's like he began to change me. He began to, you know, really awaken me, you know, and that's how these songs came about.
Okay. So if you were had something to say to a young person that was in the process of learning to become an artist, what tips would you give?
The tip that I would give first is be true to yourself. You know, you have to really pray about it and, you know, really be called to this, because this is not just something that anybody can do. You know, you want to be called. And, you know, like I said, you want to be yourself and you want to be unique. You know, really just be you. It's okay to be influenced by other people, but it's very important to really be yourself and let that shine through in your songs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you was younger, a little girl, is this something that you thought that perhaps you wanted to do, or is it something that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, singing has always been a part of my life. I loved it, you know, but I became really passionate about it a little later in life, to be honest. I really didn't go after it professionally until I was like 20 years old. However, I was, you know, already singing at that time a lot around, you know, locally. So it was always in my heart, but I'm a believer of time. So, like I said, around when I was 20, that's when I really stepped out to try to really get out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Denise, are you involved in any type of community activities within your community?
Well, Well, I do, you know, serve in my church. I serve in my church. My church is New Life Worship Center. My pastors are David and Ruthie McCour. I do serve in my church with the youth, as well as I'm a worship leader, you know, over at another church. But I have a ministry called Worshipers United, and we do have an outreach ministry in which we, you know, we basically bring worship to the streets. We bring Jesus to the streets. We go out and we sing songs and we encourage people and we pray, you know, with those that are in need of prayer. And, you know, we are looking even to expand that to group homes and home trafficking, people that's going through human trafficking and teenage pregnancies, battered women, battered men, whatever. We're looking to really get out there and inspire people everywhere. So that's, you know, what I have been doing in the community.
Wow, that's really great, and we thank you for that and applaud you for all of your efforts and everything that you do within your community. If you don't mind sharing with our listening audience how they may be able to connect with you, how they may be able to contact you or even book you for any type of a concert or anything like that, you can do that at this time.
Yes, well, guys, you know, I'm on social media. Pretty much everybody is. So if you go to Facebook, you can reach me at Denise Renee. If you go to Instagram, I'm the Denise Renee. My website, if you want to book me, you can contact me via website, www.IamDeniseRenee.com. And I'm on Twitter as I am Denise Renee. So, you know, reach out to me, connect with me, because I want to connect with you.
Okay, great. If you could share any last words that you would like to share with our listening audience, you can also do that as well.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm really excited about this album, you know, and I really want the listeners to really hear my heart. I want them to be encouraged to know that no matter how dead or desolate your situation may seem, God can resurrect it. God can resurrect you, and he can awaken you. So I want to just tell everybody, just hold on, hang in there, and hopefully when you hear the words of the song that you'll be encouraged to be awakened and go after your purpose.
Thank you so much, and we definitely appreciate you being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to play your song, More of You, as we begin to close out. So if you have anything else you would like to add, you can do that. We're just going to close on out, and we thank you for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor. I hope to meet you soon. Yes, everybody, this is my single. It's called More of You. That is my call to the worshipers. We have to seek God. The more of God, the better we are. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. We would like to thank all of our sponsors, and we are leaving you with this by Denise Renee, More of You.
Early in the morning, I rise up to meet you. You give me your wisdom as I seek your face. Oh, my cup runneth over with goodness and mercy. I seek first your kingdom, you show me your ways, and for your righteousness I'm hungry.
My heart cries out from the depths of my soul, I need more of you,
more of you,
like the deer pants for water.
I need more of you,
more of you.
My soul, I need.